The rock band The Go Team has grown from one man's music project to become one of the hottest live acts in alternative rock. The Go Team hails from Brighton, England. It's led by black British singer and rapper Ninja. NPR's Christopher Johnson reports the group begins a major U.S. tour this week.
Oh, I've just heard that you guys are getting one more song.
Her record label calls her the Pocket Rocket. She's known only as Ninja, a name as singular as her mission, to make you have fun.
We want you guys to have a really good time. It's the last song. We want you to break this ramshackle roof. Break the house down.
Ninja is the front woman for the teen-spirited power punk band, The Go Team. That's Go with an exclamation point. Live, Ninja and the Go Team drip with full speed ahead rock energy. But the band began in a less spontaneous space. Ian Parton conceived the Go Team 5 years ago. Back then, it was just a one-man team, with Parton working alone in his home studio, about an hour and a half east of London.
I got a dodgy old 80s sampler and was just kind of experimenting with the idea of sort of slamming different kinds of sounds next to each other that you perhaps wouldn't normally hear in songs together, you know. Trying to push forward with the idea of mixing stuff up as much as you can.
Parton blended basic instruments with samples from rap songs, cheerleading movies, and Black Panther rally footage. Last year, he released his first Go Team album, Thunder, Lightning, Strike. But a solo project like The Go Team can only go so far. Parton wanted to take his music to the stage. Last year, he hired four other musicians to play the instruments he'd been playing on his own. After visiting dozens of open mic nights around town, he finally settled on a vocalist.
The real discovery was sort of finding Ninja, really, because I knew I had to have, you know, a female vocalist and rapper and sort of to do all the sort of chanty sort of style vocals. So I eventually found Ninja just by, you know, an internet kind of posting and sent her a CD, and then eventually she kind of got back and said she dug it.
At the time, Ninja was a 22-year-old hip-hop lyricist with little exposure to the fuzzy pop-punk sound of the Go Team. She remembers her first reaction to Ian's music.
Oh my God, what is this? This is crazy. Like, is this rock? Is this, like, it's got like some rapping in it, is it hip hop? It was just uplifting and I was feeling like I was getting good feelings from it. And I knew that he wanted me to rap over it. I just thought, okay, now I have to get a chorus in there, I have to get, you know, verses in there. But took me probably a couple of weeks to get my head around it, just listen to it every day, just thinking, okay, how would I fit myself into it?
Over the last year, the Go Team has toured the U.S. and Europe, and Ninja, the daughter of West Indian and West African immigrants, has been exposed to rock's largely white fan base.
Whenever we play places, I'm always kind of thinking in the back of my mind, spot the black person. How many? Oh, there's two there, one there. Oh, that's great. You know, we actually met a black person after one of the shows, and I was in shock. He's like, can I have your autograph? I'm like, but you're black. You came to see the Go Team. That's crazy.
Ninja says she's having a great time with the Go Team, learning to rock any crowd.
As far as being black and being in this kind of type of music, this genre of music, I haven't really had any negative experiences at all. I've only had positive responses, which is great. Hopefully we're opening doors to people who want to come into this kind of music as well.
As the Go Team prepares to bring its electric live act to the U.S. this week, it's still working out some of the kinks. Guitars do break sometimes, and amplifiers fail, but Ian Parton and Ninja say fans still appreciate their music. And Ninja is grateful for that, and for the life she's found at the front of the Go Team.
I kind of see sunshine when I hear the music, and it's just such a nice feeling to be able to do something that you enjoy and get paid for it. That's what people aspire to do, to have a career, but then they've got a dream, and I'm actually getting paid to do my dream.
The Go Team's week-long U.S. tour starts this Friday in Chicago. Christopher Johnson, NPR News, Los Angeles.
You can hear some of the Go Team's songs on our website at npr.org.